There's a little storefront tucked away on a side street in downtown New Haven. It's easy to miss, but inside you'll find a few dozen people singing songs and playing music. Some of them deal with homelessness, addiction, and mental illness. WSHU's Davis Donovan takes us inside to meet these performers and the therapist who gave them a place to play.
A musician starts a freestyle rap at this space called Musical Intervention, and a few other musicians join in.
You wake up, find out, you homeless, no competition.
This space is the brainchild of Adam Christofferson, and it's something he's had in mind since he was a teenager. He graduated from Southern Connecticut State University with a degree in recreational therapy. First, he put together an open mic night at a soup kitchen. Then he rented out a space in a community center basement, but he says the owner kicked him out.
He's like, yeah, you can't have these people here. They have to leave. He was obviously referring to people who are living on the streets and have to carry quite a bit of baggage in multiple senses of the word.
Christofferson got a deal on this small storefront, and he fitted out with walls lined with musical instruments and a stage.
Capturing these memories, capturing these troubles, and putting them into a melody and into a song, it's just helpful to get it out of yourself, and then you have other people listening to it, and it's always nice to be heard.
There's live music every night. Some of the people who get on stage to perform do come from troubled backgrounds. A group of musicians makes its way to stage and starts to play. One of them is Tina Smith.
I have my tambourine and you can come and I will dance for you.
Smith lost her home in Superstorm Sandy. She was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. Then she was diagnosed with breast cancer. She found musical intervention at her lowest point and decided to perform, even though she'd always had stage fright.
Even though I was burdened with the sickness, so much of me that was hidden came from the burden. Now I feel like I can fly.
Smith's life is better now. She's in recovery after a mastectomy, and she's no longer homeless. And she writes some of her own music now, too.
Take my hands and go with me to Mount Zion. Oh, oh, to Mount Zion. Oh.
Smith sits in on a songwriting circle every Thursday afternoon. That's when about a dozen people share the songs they've written. Daniel Taylor is another member of the circle. He says they'll often open the hour by talking about how their song came to them.
Like me, I have to wait for, you know, when like a melody comes to mind and then I sort of start writing down. Some people wait when they're just living in a moment. Others get their inspirations from, you know, their own lives or other people or their surroundings.
Taylor is a college student who recently came out as gay. He came to Musical Intervention because he wanted to find a way to tell his own story.
I knew that I wanted to write an LGBT song. I wanted to reach out to a very wide, broad audience. So going there kind of kept the fire going for me. And just the applause and the compliments that people gave, it was really something incredible.
Taylor isn't here for therapy, though. And that's true of a lot of people who walk in the door at Musical Intervention. Founder Adam Christofferson says you don't have to show ID or get a referral. He's happy to pick up a guitar or a microphone and work or play with anyone who walks in off the street.
The most amazing people have been coming in each day, transforming not only my lives, but the lives of other people.
And Musical Intervention has started something new recently. There's recording equipment in a small studio so musicians can preserve their music forever. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.